This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens councillors want the RCMP to crack down on traffic violations and drug crime, and they say they're willing to put up the money to hire extra officers. Staff Sergeant Dan Archibald is the commander of the Queens District RCMP detachment. He recently provided a quarterly police report to council. He said that having a dedicated street crime enforcement team of two officers to investigate drug complaints would free up other officers to address long-standing irritants like traffic.
I feel it is too easy for individuals to sell illicit drugs from their residences with the lack of enforcement or capability in doing enforcement on our behalf. A designated street crime team or general investigations team would not only give us the resource power to do it, but it would come with the knowledge and experience that would be required to do it.
There was one charge under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act from April to June of this year. Last year, there were four in the same period. The detachment is currently staffed with 10 constables, two corporals, and Archibald himself. There are also two civilian employees. The Region of Queens spends just under $3 million a year on policing. District 4 Councillor Vicky Amiro said council decided more than 10 years ago to pull funding for an extra officer. And she said another officer left the area soon after that and wasn't replaced.
I've been getting a lot of complaints lately of drugs, needles within Pine Grove Park. I think this is a very important issue, and I think council has to tackle that right away. I think now we do have the need to support that extra officer, and I really hope that council will support this initiative.
Overall, Archibald said there was no big spike in crime in Queens County over the same period last year, but calls for assaults, extortion, harassment, or threats were up to 48 from 32, and RCMP dealt with 388 traffic violations, up from 250 the year before. Archibald said the increase in traffic-related charges is the result of targeted enforcement.
We've been doing some proactive traffic enforcement throughout Queens County. What that looks like is a day designated with some extra members coming in, doing strictly traffic enforcement, road safety things. People are happy to see us in places where they haven't saw us previously.
Some councillors want more of it. Councillor Courtney Wenzel said he regularly gets complaints from residents in his downtown Liverpool district that they never see police.
The lack of police presence in this community, I find quite appalling. I never see a cop. I never see a cop. Privateer days, I think I've seen five of them in the tent, but I don't see them. And I live on the west side of Main Street, which is a drag strip. It is a drag strip. And you can talk to anybody on that street and they'll tell you. And we never see a cop. We never see a radar set up.
Archibald said that covering a large area like Queens County can be challenging.
The demand for police presence has grown. Every time someone calls the police, whether it's North Queens, West Queens, East Queens, wherever it is, that drags the only police officers out of Liverpool to a different area, which takes them away from town for 2 hours. So it's harder to designate police to the town of Liverpool when there's other needs.
But he said they're trying to address those kinds of concerns with their monthly traffic initiative. And he said installing more digital speed signs in some areas would also help, especially during tourist season. Archibald told councillors that residents should report traffic violations to the detachment as soon as they see them. That's your QCCR News Update. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.